Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, celebrating 10 neighborhood stores in the Puget Sound area with a new location, Green Lake Village, now open. Directions and more at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
Okay, now, Nancy, you're going to have to help me out here now, man, because I feel like I got a head full of bees.
Excuse me?
I never paid attention to it before, but I see these giant billboards driving into the station here for bottled iced tea, and now I'm remembering. I see bottled iced tea in supermarkets, and I don't understand why in the world anyone would ever buy bottled iced tea. There is nothing on the face of the earth or off of it easier to make than iced tea. You don't even have to boil it. You don't even have to put it out in the sun. You just put a couple of tea bags in a bottle of water and stick it in the fridge and you got iced tea. Why would you buy this?
Because, Stein, if you're driving down the road and it's 85 degrees, which it might be this week, and you stop somewhere to pick up some dinner and you just need something to drink, why would you not reach for, fill in the blank, a peach Snapple, in my case? Please don't tell anyone.
I don't even know what that is, but I don't.
Okay.
You can make your own iced tea. I don't think you can make your own peach Snapple.
You probably could, actually. And Mac makes iced tea every morning with his leftover tea. He makes real tea in a real teapot with beautiful tea leaves. And then he'll spill leftover hot water in there once he's done drinking his tea and get a second wind out of it. And we put that in the refrigerator.
Yeah, that's all very well. But I'm saying you can make ice. There's nothing simpler in the world to make than iced tea. Like, you throw some tea bags in some water. You don't have to heat it. You don't have to put it in the sun. You can put it straight in the fridge, like I said, and you've got iced tea. And then you can take it with you if you want to. Why are people buying bottled iced tea? It's nutty. It's like $1 a bottle almost.
Oh, it's more than that.
More than that. Okay.
Yeah. It's, you know, we won't get into the water thing because I know how you feel about that. Okay?
That's the biggest.
Not today. But my question is, why do people buy bottled salad dressing? That's the one that gets me. Yeah.
Because they're mystified. They think it's some big deal to make salad dressing. 2-to-1 oil to vinegar, or whatever the acid component's going to be. You can't go wrong. Then add whatever flavors you want. You want to thicken it up a little bit, throw in some mayo or Dijon mustard, and it'll give it a little bit of body. Bingo. You got salad dressing. Here's another thing I see that kind of knocks me out. These little tubes. You've seen them too, right, Ness? These little tubes of polenta. People are buying ready-made polenta. It's cornmeal mush.
I mean, and it's got to taste pretty. I don't know. That's gross to me. There's something about the chemical taste of all of that kind of stuff, including the peach Snapple, no doubt. Pie crust. When I first met Mac, he used to make homemade pies, and I was so impressed. He always used Pillsbury pie crust. You know what? They taste like all pie crusts that you buy in the store taste like chemicals to me. Why not just learn how to make a pie crust? And if you have a food processor, it couldn't be easier. I do it all the time. It took me a while to learn how to do it, and now it's so easy. Plus, you can make a double crust, save half of it in the freezer, make an open face pie with the one half of a crust, and save the other one for later. So it's real easy. You pull it out, you roll it out, you're good.
Absolutely, Nancy, I agree 100%. And here's the thing, folks. You think we're being, oh, yes, we do all this stuff. If you're going to make a pie of any kind, how much extra effort is it to make the pie crust? As Nancy says, it's really easy. You got a food processor. There's nothing to it. I think almost everybody does.
With KPLU's Dick?
If you didn't throw it all away on bottled iced tea, you'd have more money for gin.
Stein, I'm KPLU food commentator.
We know that.
Nancy Leeson.